Hello. Today on my podcast, we will be discussing the major issue on if college athletes should or shouldn't be paid while they are in school. On my podcast, I will explain to you why they should be paid and my solutions to the problem. I believe that college athletes should be compensated through legitimate endorsement deals. The combination of bloated television contracts, increased exposure, and injection of money from apparel deals into the fabric of college athletics has left one group out in the cold, the athletes themselves. Sure, college athletes get a full ride, including scholarships that allow them to work toward a prestigious degree with little to no debt, while making lifetime connections that can be useful when their playing careers are over, and they also receive professional training and other legal benefits that, from a monetary standpoint, are valued in the mid-six-figure range. But all of that is not enough any longer. Not when conferences are signing multi-billion-dollar deals for broadcast rights, schools, and sometimes coaches, are making millions off of apparel agreements, and the life of a fired coach collecting his contractual buyout is the best life. I say, to level the playing field, we should let players earn money throughout their careers through endorsement deals that are part of the existing apparel contract structure with a set limit and add in room for legitimate endorsement deals from local and regional businesses. In order to set up a structure, I believe we can classify players by tiers in terms of what they bring to the table based on their athletic performance in combination with their GPA. These are relatively simple solutions. A major argument that many people bring to the table is if we pay these athletes, will they stay motivated through college? I believe a solution to this problem will be to put all the money that college athletes make into an account that they can only access after they graduate. This way, it keeps them motivated to earn their money and also keeps them motivated in school. By doing this, it might promote the idea of achieving your academics, specifically earning a degree. This will keep the student part of student-athlete intact and perhaps even enhance it in the age of one-and-done basketball players and football players who plan for three and out before even signing a national letter of intent. As to why we should pay them, well, I'll give you three good reasons. Number one. The typical Division I college football player devotes 43.3 hours per week to his sport. That's 3.3 more hours than the typical American work week. Number two, although NCAA claims college athletes are just students, the NCAA's own tournament schedule requires college athletes to miss classes for nationally televised games that bring in revenue. Number three, currently, the NCAA Division I football championship is played on a Monday night. This year, the National Football Championship game required Florida State football players to miss the first day of their spring classes. To conclude my argument, I would like to discuss the $10.8 billion deal that occurred between Turner Sports Networks and the NCAA in order to host their basketball games. This $10.8 billion deal shows the amount of money that college sports generates for the schools. This money is transferred between executives, coaches, and other athletic directors in the college. This money needs to go to players. Thank you for listening in. Now, after listening to this, I hope you realize the injustice that happens in the NCAA. And I hope you support my claim that NCAA athletes should be paid for their services because they provide the product for fans.